Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use. On this week's show, we look at a pair of lesser-known but important mental health topics. First, we look at college kids who are home right now for winter break. How can parents subtly check on how they're doing? Second, we explore what happens to your mental health if you have a chronic condition like arthritis, and we'll tell you how you can get help. Finally this week, you know about diabetes, but what about pre-diabetes? Despite what Kevin James says in his stand-up routine, the latter is just as important to know about as the former. 18 to 22-year-olds, they're embarking on the independent phase. So when they're back at mom and dad's for winter break, opening up about their mental health might not top the to-do list. And that could leave parents wondering, how's the school year going? Did they make friends? Or in general, are they just okay? Rachel Brown is a psychotherapist at OSF. She says those concerns are well-founded. College students often suffer from anxiety, depression, or just stress due to the pressure to fit in, class concerns, or just not having the 8-to-3 high school structure. Parents should watch for drastic changes in their kids' appearance and behavior. For example, some weight gain in college is expected, but a big weight gain or loss should warrant a discussion.
Because it might just be showing that they might not be taking care of themselves, or stress might be coming on, or they might be depressed, which all of those things can cause issues with appetite.
Also, watch for isolation or poor hygiene, or they might just come out and say something. For example, they might say, I didn't join any clubs this semester. So when the time comes for the tough talk, Brown has some do's and don'ts. Do ask open-ended questions like, how did final exams go? Don't ask accusatory questions like, what's wrong with you? Or why aren't you talking? Do find the right time. Give the young adult some time to settle back in at home. Don't bombard them right when they step inside. Do hold back on judgment. Don't have knee-jerk reactions like criticizing their major.
I always encourage parents to just become like emotion coaches with their children or adult children, you know, continuing to check in, continuing to say, how are you doing? Or, hey, you know, I saw that the college was having this event, you know, was this something that you went to? Or just staying involved in their everyday life, but again, not bombarding them.
If things are not improving, try this script. I want to help you. Have you thought about talking to a therapist? Would that be a good option? Here's what Brown says she might cover if a college student had a session with her.
When we do go off to college, it can be a huge adjustment. And so just kind of normalizing their feelings that they might be having, as well as finding ways to, you know, make friends, socialize, stress management, ways to manage anxiety and depression, things that can help them improve, utilizing any kind of coping skills.
If you or someone you know is in crisis, there is help. OSF has traditional mental health services and also things like Silver Cloud for workplaces and behavioral health navigators. Those are for anyone, not just OSF patients who need help getting the process started. And the National Suicide Crisis Lifeline is 988. You probably know someone who has a chronic condition like lupus or arthritis. That's a lot to handle on its own, but physical conditions often bring mental health challenges. According to Leanne Varble, a psychotherapist at OSF who runs a support group on this topic in Southern Illinois.
You can no longer do the things that you used to do. Sometimes when things set on suddenly, you can no longer work. So, you know, your identity is affected, and that causes feelings of depression. But there's also anxiety. You know, people that have certain types of illnesses, they get very, very anxious when they go out of the house because they don't know how it's going to affect them in an hour.
But there is hope. You could see a therapist one-on-one to try to reframe your thoughts.
What you think determines how you feel, and how you feel determines your behavior. So if we can, in therapy, change the way someone is thinking about something, many times it changes how they feel about it, and then it changes how they address it and behave toward it.
You can cover these things in group therapy as well. Their Varble says you'll learn that you're not alone in your struggles. Other general tips include speak up for yourself, keep up with your medication, have a go-to person to talk to about your feelings, and don't be afraid to take advantage of resources like a case manager to help with doctor's appointments. Finally, think of ways to change your routine to make things easier. If you get pain flare-ups while pushing around a grocery cart, for example, could you bring someone to the store to do that for you? Could you make the grocery trip shorter? Or could you pivot to curbside pickup or delivery? You know about diabetes, a disorder that affects how your body uses blood sugar, but you should also know about pre-diabetes. That's when you're at risk for diabetes because your blood sugar is higher than normal. People with pre-diabetes don't show symptoms, says Dr. Ushe Alana, an internal medicine physician at OSF in Danville, so you would need a blood test to diagnose. If you're overweight, have sleep apnea, have PCOS, or have a family history of diabetes, this is something to talk to your primary care provider about. They might advise you to shore up your diet and exercise, or even see a mental health provider. That's healthcare news you can use. For a podcast of these programs, visit WYTYradio.com. For more on OSF Healthcare, visit osfhealthcare.org. For OSF, I'm Tim Dittnan.